This was from Vice.com this week. The Pentagon's intelligence branch is reportedly developing new tech to help it track the mass movement of people around the globe and flag, quotes, anomalies. The project is called the Hidden Activity Signal and Trajectory Anomaly Characterization Program, or HASTACK, and it aims to establish normal movement models across times, locations, and populations and determine what makes an activity atypical, according to a press release from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence this last week. It's called HASTACK. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is online to us now. Fevzi, we don't have a ton of time about this, but I thought of you immediately when I saw this story, because you've been telling us about these things for years, and have we been listening? How are you, by the way?
I'm all right, thank you. I hope you're well too. What's interesting about this is when I looked at this article, I thought someone was over-egging the pudding, and I, you know, tried to see if I could find the same story from other sources. But I found it on the US government website, so there can be no more authoritative source about one of their programs. So if anyone's interested, go to iarpa.gov, iarpa.gov. And this is a system designed to track our movement across time, locations, and interaction with other peoples using what they term Internet of Things, but that very much includes our smartphones and our interactions with our smartphones and their geolocation, as well as smart city infrastructure. You know, with rollout 5G now, you've got all these things around the city that can actually track us as we move around. They intend to bring all that data together to look for patterns of normal movement and therefore anomalies. You mentioned in the last hour about how AI was being used to spot breast cancer, the anomaly in the data. This is not a dissimilar idea. This is, in the past, we were protected from this sort of thing because, first of all, the data didn't exist. It couldn't be collected in real time, and there wasn't the processing power or the artificial intelligence to process it. Now all those things exist. They've come together in a perfect storm. And the American government thinks that it can track all of us all of the time and spot any anomalous patterns 80% of the time, whereas at the moment they say that they can only do that about 10% of the time. And of course, you know, it's great. We all want to be able to prevent another 9/11 and all the rest of it. But it strikes me that the reason why we have intelligence services to protect us is not only to protect us as individuals, but protect our way of life. And there seems not so much value in protecting the way of life when the way of life is altered to remove the concept of privacy itself.
Well, listen, Fevzi, if they can track anybody anywhere, like on the planet, that, you know, includes me going out for a cycle around the park or whatever, that's a little concerning, isn't it? Doesn't this mean that our governments, all of them, in the Western world, have given tacit approval for this? Have basically said, yeah, you can go ahead and you know, keep an eye on us?
Well, I have to say that they're not trying to hide this. It's on their website. It's got the program manager's name, Dr. Jack Cooper, his email address and his phone number. I'm tempted to ring him and ask him where he is at the moment, quite frankly. I mean, it is a disgrace. And he's basically saying, if you look at the video on the website, he's basically saying that we have to adjust our expectation of privacy whilst moving through a sensor-rich world. No, I think they have to adapt to what sort of life we want to lead. And so, I mean, this is a few years away. They say this is a high-level spotting patterns of movement. And the example they give is, you know, if you're moving down a highway in the rush hour, you expect it to be full of traffic. If it's not full of traffic, you know something is awry. You don't know which individuals are not there, but you know there should be individuals there. Having said that, given that much of the data is coming from personal smartphones and other systems that can identify us, our location, our movements, it wouldn't be very difficult, having spotted an anomaly, for them to drill down into the individual level even. So I'm not comforted by this idea that this is a high-level tracking of patterns and looking for anomalies. Yes, it may be, but this sort of data gathering could be used in so many different ways. This is using a net instead of using a fishing line, you know. They're just gathering up the data. It used to be that, you know, people needed to get court orders to surveil them in particular ways. Now it seems that all you need to do is be breathing and on this planet.
Well, maybe we should take some comfort. I don't know that at least they're telling us about it, but not much comfort there. Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. If people want to commune with you, ask you a tech question, wish you a happy birthday, you know, we being the Gemini people, I think your birthday and my birthday are at similar days in June. So, you know, if they want to wish you and maybe me a happy birthday, where do they go?
Come say hello on Twitter at Gadget Detective, whilst you still can.
Indeed, while you still can.